Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my live internet radio program on the power of the super conscious mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage, a certified hypnotherapist, an inspirational and motivational speaker, and a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, which I resigned from in 1993. I've been hypnotizing people from all walks of life since 1991 for everything imaginable. Now, we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the magic in believing. Well, everyone knows, almost everyone realizes that the mind is very, very powerful. And there's so much power in believing. So while people still know that, they know that there is power in believing and there's magic in it, they don't know how to get that mind going, kicked into gear. If you've been listening to my past live radio segments, we have talked about the power of thought and your thinking and how to get control of your thinking. One of the really good programs, if you have not listened to it, is on the 9 things that you can do to change your life. And one of the things in there that I emphasize and I'm talking about through the entire program is basically how to get control of your thoughts, because your thoughts are very, very powerful. Your thoughts are things. So therefore, you have to get control of your thoughts in order to kick in this whole idea, this concept in the magic of believing. Okay? Now, one of the things that you need to do, first of all, before you do anything, is simply break that bad habit of wrong, negative, bad thinking. And that is where the trouble comes in. While you have good people who try to use positive affirmations and have positive thinking, and they're good people, they're really good people, but they have bad things happen to them because we are all energy. We are like human magnets, so therefore we are attracting our vibrational frequency match. So if you have a good person and they try to think good positive thoughts and they're doing all that and they do that every day, say maybe a total of an hour or two a day, but the other 22 hours they're running on negative, bad, wrong thinking, you know, like I can't have that because I'm not good enough, or I want to be wealthy but the economy is so bad, yeah, I know I never am going to be wealthy, and it's just all this bad, wrong, negative thinking. You know, I'm not good enough, or I can't, or I won't, or I don't. Okay, are you getting the picture yet? So one of the things that you need to do, the very first criteria here is to break that negative habit. It's a bad habit of negative thinking. Get rid of it. How do you do that? It's really very simple. See, negative thinking is just simply nothing other than a bad habit. So you can break a bad habit by simply bringing it to your attention and wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think or say anything negative, bad, or wrong, snap that rubber band hard enough to make it hurt. Within a couple of weeks, you're going to start becoming very conscientious of your thoughts. You need to be aware of what you're thinking. You need to be aware of what you're saying instead of just letting your mind run on automatic or run by default and saying, oh, my mind is flooded with millions of thoughts every day that I can't control. Well, that's simply not true. You're just letting it flood with thoughts that you don't even want. Okay? So, one of the things that you can do, first of all, is wear the rubber band to break that negative, bad habit of bad, wrong, and negative thinking, right? Do that. The second thing is you can use hypnosis, simply a guided meditation, to reach your goals much easier, because when I hypnotize someone, I am working with their superconscious mind, which is where all your power lies. And when I hypnotize you, it's kind of like a mind game, and I don't want you just to listen to my words and think about it, but I want you to feel it. So even if you're really desiring more money, or you just want an income, you want money, more money, or whatever the case may be, you want a job or income, you want to be wealthy, whatever it is, you can simply listen and you can find my CDs on cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage, or go to cdbaby, that's CD as in compact disc baby, cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CherylJSavage, that's C-H-E-R-Y-L, J-S-A-V-A-G-E. Now, you can find my CDs there on CD Baby or on Amazon. But the point that I'm making is, if you cannot get control of the thoughts and focus on what it is that you want, you can simply do the hypnosis, which will literally guide your thinking and your thoughts into reaching the goals that you want. And it works, even if you think it doesn't work. I have one called Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. That's on cdbaby.com/artist/CJSavage. The rest of them are on cdbaby.com/artist/CherylJSavage. If you want to lose weight, for example, you can use the hypnosis and you will lose weight. And it works really well. And the most common question I have had for almost 19 years is, does it work? Yes, it works, and it works really, really well. However, we all are living in a trance. We are hypnotizing ourselves every single day. Our words and our thoughts are literally hypnotizing ourselves. TVs, doctors, there's all kinds of hypnosis going on around you all the time, working on you. But you are literally hypnotizing yourself each and every day with your own thoughts and your beliefs. Now, if you want to lose weight, this is a really simple one. It's really easy to lose weight with hypnosis. It's the easiest, most effortless way. And I discovered a few weeks ago that when they had the Big Loser on TV, I found out, I read on the internet that that Big Loser had a secret. His secret was he was using hypnosis to lose his weight, and he not only lost his weight, but he kept it off. Now, it's easy to lose weight when you use hypnosis. However, in your waking hours, with your physical mind, every time you eat something or you're around someone, eating with someone, I actually know a person that does this, they say, I'm so fat. That's their favorite line. And they've said it so many times that they say it automatically. They don't even think about it when they say it. And they tell everyone, I am so fat. I'm so fat. You want something to eat? I'm so fat. You know, you're hypnotizing yourself to be fat. So if you're going to use hypnosis, use one of my CDs to lose weight, you can do that, but you turn right around and you keep repeating this affirmation, I'm so fat, I'm so fat, I'm so fat. You're rehypnotizing yourself to be fat, and then you can't figure out why the hypnosis isn't working. So the majority of people actually focus on what it is they don't want more than what it is they do want. So when you go to reach your goals, first you have to think it with your thoughts. Write it down. Whatever it is that you really, really want, you have a real strong desire to have, write it down, as Jim Rohn says. Write it down. Think about it. Focus on it. Believe it. And what is a belief? It's a chronic pattern of thoughts. Nothing more. So, you believe it, and when you believe something, whatever it is that you believe and you think about and you believe it, it will create emotion. And that emotion is where all of our power lies, because there, if you missed this previous segment that I talked about before, in this world and universe, there's been a study for the last 20 years, and they've come up with some, all these experiences, they come up with these phenomenal results, basically explains more about how life works. But there is an energy that is called one source or source energy. You call it the universal light of life's energy. You can call it God. Call it whatever you're comfortable with. There is only one energy in this universe, and it runs into and through us all, and it literally responds to our emotions. So, the question is, okay, for example, you are fat, and you do not want to be fat. You want to be much slimmer. How are you going to believe that? Well, it's really very easy. you can simply use a hypnosis CD, a hypnosis audio, and listen to it every day. Try to listen to it twice a day. All my hypnosis CDs actually make you feel happier, healthier, better about yourself, better about the world, reduces your stress, helps to increase your memory, and the benefits go on and on. But in the weight loss, you will lose weight, providing you don't wake up, open your eyes, and say, I'm so fat, I can't lose any weight, I just stay fat. Well, then you are rehypnotizing yourself because we are all living in a trance. So basically what I'm going to do today is we're going to talk about the magic in believing. And basically, if you want to believe whatever it is you want to believe, whatever you want to focus on and achieve, then how are we going to change your thinking to believe something with every cell of your being? Because when you do, you will feel it with emotion. And when you feel it with emotion, the universe is going to bring it to you no matter what. Now, there is so much power in believing. Magic, really. Actually, magic. And if you haven't heard this story before, I'm going to tell you a story. And this is just a mere example of simply believing something can and will make it so. And we're going to go back in time, way, way back at the Siege of Buda in 1625. The garrison was in the dire straits. The scurvy had become an epidemic, and there seemed to be nothing left to do but to surrender. And no doubt it would have done so had the prince not conceived an idea and saved the day by the use of mentalism. He sent the officers to announce to the men that they had secured an infallible cure for the dread disease and that he would personally administer the remedy to each man. He gave each man a few drops of this precious fluid and at the same time impressed upon his mind the assurance that it would cure them. The effect produced upon the man, the effect produced upon the mind of every man was so strong that the result was instantaneous. They were all aired and the garrison made whole in a few days and ready to fight for victory. The medicine that achieved this marvelous result was not a drug, but the power of thought guided by a strong will. And the fluid that was administered was nothing more than pure water. By simply giving them a few drops of water, assuring them it was an absolute guarantee for their scurvy, it did, in fact, do that. Now, that's back in 1625, and, you know, hypnosis has been around forever. It is not anything new. The only thing that changed, basically, was the term was coined in 1847 by Dr. James Braid when he coined that term, hypnosis. That's when a lot of people thought, well, it's not that old. Yes, hypnosis has been around forever. My, which is now family physician, who is, he actually is not actively working, but he does hold his license. I'm not going to say that he has really quit or resigned or anything like that. But my old family doctor, actually, back in the mid-80s, I asked him, what is the one prescription that you prescribe the most? What is the one prescription you write out the most? The one drug that you prescribe? Oh, he instantly said, that's easy. That would be placebos. And I said, really? Now, you know and understand that placebos is nothing other than a sugar pill. That's all. And I said, well, why would you do that? And he said, because I have people come in here every day complaining they don't feel well. They don't know why they don't feel well, but they just don't feel good. He said, I prescribe placebos. He says they come in all different colors, and there's many different words for it. But he said, I tell them to take those for 2 or 3 days, and if they're not feeling better, to come back. He said, more times than not, usually they get better. They simply believe that they had a pill that's going to make them better, and so through the power of their mind and suggestion, they do get better, right? Okay. Now, I have some information here from, and I don't know if you've ever heard of a Dr. Robert Anthony, but I find him absolutely intriguing. And he actually created a program called, creating, I forgot what it was. It's actually called Creating Your, oh, I just lost my mind. It's The Secret of Deliberate Creation. Dr. Robert Anthony, The Secret of Deliberate Creation. It's a very good program. And I'm going to go over, this is kind of like an introduction to that. So I'm going to go over some material that he actually wrote. And this is from Dr. Robert Anthony. Now, understand that what I'm about to reveal, which is how things come in and out of your life. If you don't understand this, you're never going to be able to consciously create the life that you desire. Once you know, you will finally be able to achieve your dreams and goals one after another in a rapid, very easy, and stress-free manner. You have to understand the power of the mind. If you have not understood that yet, then you need to understand it's not just saying, you know, positive things, positive affirmations, because just saying words is not going to get you there. So when you understand the power of the mind, you can learn to create, deliberately create, the life that you want to create. Your mind is the most powerful tool for achieving anything that you want in life. However, since everyone has a mind, why is it that they don't use it to create the life that they desire? Most people use the power of their mind to work against them instead of for them. Now, if you keep thinking what you are thinking, you are going to keep doing what you're doing, and you will keep getting what you're getting, right? What you're experiencing now and what you will experience in the future is the result of your previous thoughts. I know that some of you don't believe that, but it is absolutely true. If you want to change your future of your life, you must change your thoughts and what you are thinking about in this moment. You are in control of your thoughts. I know some of you think that you're not, but you are. You are in control of your thoughts. Are you or not? Your physical thoughts that you actually think, you choose to think. Again, if you do not have control of your thoughts, then start observing your thoughts and be aware of them. And if you cannot stop the bad, negative, and wrong thoughts from flowing in, then wear the rubber band. And every time it happens, snap that rubber band. Ask yourself this question, what do I focus on most of the time? And if you're like most people, you'll discover that you probably spend more time focusing on what you don't want than what you do want. And if any of you have seen that movie called The Secret, they say, I watched that and it didn't work for me. Well, that's because you tried to focus on what you wanted maybe an hour or two out of a day, but then you spent the other 22 hours focusing on what it is that you don't want. And whatever you focus on, you know, expands. Dr. Robert Anthony says you will create and attract more of whatever you focus on, and that is so true. Have you ever made this statement? I just am so stressed out. I just worry all the time. I'm so stressed out, I don't even know why. I hear more people say that. I'm so stressed out, I had a very stressful day. It is impossible to feel sad, tense, worried, or stressed out and not know why. If you're feeling anxious, sad, tense, worried, or stressed, it's because you're focusing on thoughts that create those anxious, worried, and stressful feelings. In other words, you are focusing on what it is that you don't want, which is to feel anxious, sad, tense, worried, or stressed out. Said another way, bad thoughts can never produce good results, and good thoughts can never produce bad results. Any time that you feel stressed, worried, fearful, or have any other negative feelings, it is because you are doing two things. You are focusing on what you don't want to happen, and when I say that, what I mean is you're focusing on the future, not on the present moment. It's impossible to feel stress, worry, fear, or any other negative emotion if you are living in the present moment. The only way that you can feel negative emotion is to focus on what might happen or what you don't want to happen in the next moment, next hour, the next day, next week, or whatever it is, next year. Is that true or is that not? To monitor your thoughts, this is what you need to do. You need to learn to monitor your thoughts, observe what it is that you're thinking. I know that sounds kind of really silly, but you know what? It's really true. I had a client come in yesterday, and she's an elderly lady, and she said, I'm just so depressed. I don't know why I'm depressed. I'm just depressed. And I said, you don't know why you're depressed? I said, that's an emotion that comes from the thoughts that you think. I said, are your thoughts negative, bad, or wrong? She looked at me and nodded yes. I said, well, change your thinking and your thoughts, and your feelings will change right along with it. And she says, well, how am I going to do that? And I said, well, I would start by wearing that rubber band on your wrist and snap it every time you think a negative thought. So she put the rubber band on her wrist immediately, and she started practicing, which was really cute. Okay. You need to learn to monitor your thoughts. Become the observer of your thoughts. And don't judge your thoughts, just observe. Observe what it is that you're focused on and thinking about most of the time. And do you live in the past? Do you worry about the future? Do you go through all those what-ifs? Remember how I've talked so many times about the what-ifs? You know, what-ifs usually never happen. So, simply put, if you keep thinking what you're thinking, you're going to keep getting what you are getting. As Joyce Myers was on TV one Sunday morning, and she said, if you want to change your life, you have to start by changing your thinking. Which she's talking about changing your thoughts. Okay? And we've talked about this, I know, 100 times. If you shift your thought patterns and focus on what you want instead of what you don't want, you can begin to create a new and exciting future, right? So just monitor your thoughts. Wear that rubber band. It's a really simple thing to do. And don't be fooled by the simplicity of it and think, oh, you know what? Something that simple is not going to change my life. Yes, it can, and it will. It will break the bad habit of wrong, negative, and bad thoughts by snapping it every time you think or say anything wrong, bad, or negative. And be honest with yourself and tell everyone that you're around why you're wearing it. It will make them very aware of what they say to you as well. They'll try not to say anything negative. The fact that you are conscious of your thinking is a giant step forward here. Okay? Most people on this planet do not have any idea what they're thinking. Instead, they just keep reacting to their thoughts. Then they can't understand why they have all this stress and worry and frustration and depression. Most people have no control over their thoughts, so they keep reacting to their thoughts that cause their emotions. So their lives evolve around their emotions. That is absolutely true. Yet they can't figure out why they're so unhappy or stressed or fearful or worried. Most people's lives evolve around their emotions. They do things because they were angry. They do things because they were so happy and in such a good mood. You understand? They don't respond to life. They react. And they base it on their emotions. So I want you to start observing what you are focusing your attention on most of the time. And this is the key to creating the life that you desire. Now, most people want a better life and attempt to change their life for the better. They often purchase like personal development books and courses, and they attend personal development seminars. But the question is, why do most of these personal development attempts fail? Why do most personal development programs fail? Basically, they fail because we fear change. We fear change. You are going to have to get out of your comfort zone because most people don't like change because they don't want to move out of their comfort zone. So you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. Our superconscious mind, our subconscious has a conditioned mind that does not like change. It perceives any type of change as a threat to our survival. Unless we can bypass our survival mechanism, all of our personal development attempts will fail. And the other thing is, the second reason is, we want instant results. And actually, I think, you know, the instant results, that really became an issue with more modern technologies such as microwave. People today are conditioned by media advertising to expect instant results. They give most personal development techniques and practices one chance. If they don't get their immediate results, they're just discouraged and they give up. How many times have you taken a personal development program of any kind tried it for a little bit, or you just give up because it wasn't working for you. Immediate results are always possible, but sometimes we need additional time to align our energy with our desires. And if we do not align our energy properly, we will not reach our goals. The third reason that these personal development programs don't work is we give up too soon. Most people just simply give up too soon. In order for any personal development program to work or reach your goal or desire, you must not give up, even if it looks like it's not working. Because the fact is, if you have a really strong desire, a burning, quote, burning desire, unquote, then you're not going to give up. When you want something so badly, you're just going to keep moving towards that goal until you have it. Is that true or is it not? Okay. Another reason why personal development programs fail or we don't reach our goals or desires is we are trying instead of doing. Because if you desire to reach a goal, if it's strong enough, you are determined and you have a burning desire. It's not just a wish. I'm not talking about a wish or just a want, but a burning desire to reach that goal. Then you have to believe that you're going to reach that goal so you don't give up. Even if everyone else says you can't, won't, don't, you just don't listen. You keep going towards the goal, do you not? You don't give up. So if it fails, it's because most people just try to get what they want, and the problem is every time that you, quote, try, you are setting yourself up for failure. In reality, you can't try to do anything. You either do it or you don't. There's no really such thing as just trying, but some people can satisfy their own selves by simply saying, oh, I tried this, and I tried this or I tried that, and I eventually succeeded. Well, if you say, I tried this or that, and I eventually succeeded, well, you succeeded when you stopped trying and you started doing. You did what you needed to do to achieve your goal. You cannot succeed as long as you are, quote, trying. So if you say, well, I tried that and it didn't work, well, does that make you feel better that you tried it and it didn't work? So you can say, yeah, I tried that and it didn't work. However, once you stop trying and you start doing, you can begin to expect results. When people try, say something like a personal development program or try to meet a goal or a desire, they immediately set themselves up for failure. And trying has a built-in failure because if we try something and we don't succeed, we can always say, well, at least I tried. Okay. The point here is that success or failure with any goal, personal development or desire is based on doing, not trying to do it. Those who try are guaranteed to fail. And those who do, meaning that means follow through until you get the result that you desire, are the people who achieve their great dreams and desires. Okay, number five, we focus on what instead of why. Most people fail at personal development programs, goals, desires, because they focus on what they have to do to get what they want instead of focus on why they want it. If you lose the focus on why you want something that you want instead of focusing on what needs to be done, you're going to lose your motivation. You're just going to give up when the going gets tough. Unless you constantly focus on the why, the benefits, or what you will gain when you reach your goal, you will not be able to make the changes that you desire. And you will give up as soon as you run into obstacles that seem like they're a little bit overwhelming. Jim Rohn, God bless his soul, recently passed away. Jim Rohn, I thought, was one of the best authors on writing goals. And he would say, when you have a goal or desire, write it down. What you want, write it down. Simply write it down. Focus on it. Every single day. When you write down a goal, and this is one of the biggest problems with most people, I can tell you to write down your goals, what it is that you want. Well, do you know that most people don't even know what they want? Well, they think they do. They think, well, I think I want this, or I'd like to have that, or I wish I could have this. you know what, those aren't real goals. And those aren't really, really strong desires. Those aren't things you really, truly, truly desire with a burning desire. Those are things that you're, those are wishes. And you know how to tell the difference? Write down what you want, then write down why you want it. Write down the why and focus on that why. And I have talked about this in previous segments on writing your goals, and that's actually part of the 9 things that you can do to change your life. Write down the why you want something. When you focus on the why, you will achieve it. And Dr. Robert Anthony says the same thing. Decide what you want and write it down. And write down why you want it. Then write down why you think you can have it. And just write down whatever comes to mind. But when you start doing this, on whatever goals you think you have, whatever you think it is that you want, when you decide what you want and you write it down and you write why you want it, then you write why you believe you could have it, it's going to start filtering out the things that you realize you don't really want. You don't even really care about that much. And it will filter down to get the 3 things that you truly, truly want. 3 or 4 things, no more. Decide what you want and write it down. Write down why you want it. Write down why you believe you can have it. This is called your intention. Write down what you want on a piece of paper. If you want it and you can believe you can have it and you can feel it with emotion, you can have it. So you're going to find that when you write your goals down, you write it down, and you write why you want it, there's no emotion. You don't even care. You can't even think of one single good reason why you even really want it. You can't even think of one reason why you even think you can have it. So it's not a good goal. Now, I keep repeating this because I can't express it enough. Write down what you want, decide what you want, and write it down, as Jim Rohn would say. And Dr. Robert Anthony's telling you the same thing, and I am too. Now, when you write down what you want, always focus on a positive outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get it. Don't figure out where it's going to come from. Don't try to worry about how you're going to be able to afford it. That doesn't matter. None of that matters. All you're going to do is focus on the positive outcome. And when you write your goals, never write down what you don't want. Something like this, such as, I don't want to be broke. That's a terrible goal. You're going to always keep your goals very positive, and you're going to focus on a positive outcome. So instead of writing down, I don't want to be broke, well, who wants to be broke? Instead, you're going to focus on, I am attracting more money into my life now. So don't ever write down, I don't want something. As you do this, I want you to focus on the why. The why is really, really important. Be clear on the why you want it, why you want your goal or desire, why you want to fulfill a certain dream. Always, always, always keep your focus on the why you're doing what you're doing. And don't ever worry or focus on where it's going to come from, how you're going to afford it, how you're going to get it. It doesn't matter. The universe will bring it to you. I could write a book on people that have attracted things to their lives, including me, my friends, family, where it came from, when, even when someone said that's impossible, we can't even possibly afford such a thing. But you know what? Universe worked magic, and they started believing it. They had to do it repetitiously, started feeling with emotion, used a vision board, focused on it constantly every day, and felt it with emotion as if they already have it. And guess what? All of a sudden, out of the blue, there was a way, it became possible, and they got what they wanted. They achieved their goal. So you got to focus on the why you're doing whatever it is that you're doing. This is why 99% of the people fail at any attempt to improve their life. They're not clear on the why. They want what they want. They're not clear on the benefits. And so I guess if you're not really understanding the why, you're going to focus on the benefits of why you want whatever it is you want. As soon as you encounter the first obstacle that comes along, your subconscious is going to give you all the logical reasons why you should quit. But if you focus on the why you want what you want, you will not give up very easily, but you will be motivated to keep going towards your goal, even if you have a temporary setback. Commit yourself 100% to follow through until you get your desired results. Suspend all disbelief and believe, because the magic is in the believing. And your mind, whatever your mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. So how do you get that to the point of believing? Is a belief is a chronic pattern of thought. So if you want something, and right now you're saying, well, I can't believe I could have that. I want it more than life itself. Then get a vision board, put words, pictures, whatever it takes on your vision board, and you're going to feel it, a feeling as if you have already achieved it or already received it. Okay? But whatever you do, don't judge your results too quickly. Measure your progress from where you started. And this is one of the biggest problems that some people have. There are two groups of people. The first group measures their progress against some kind of an ideal goal. The second group measures their progress against where they started. Measuring your progress against some ideal goal is kind of like trying to travel to the horizon. You can never get there because no matter how you move towards it, the horizon always recedes, so it always seems to be an equal distance away from where you start. Okay? We need to measure our progress from where we start. Next, I want you to focus on the next step. Always focus on what you have to do now in this moment to move towards your goal. And if you really have a goal that you're trying to achieve, a desire, or whatever it is that your goal is, try to move towards that goal doing something every day, doing something to move towards that goal. Now, I didn't say just try to achieve the goal every day. I said doing something, doing, not trying, doing something to move yourself towards that goal. Always focus on what you have to do now in this moment. Forget about what you may have to do in the future. Just keep your point of focus on what you want to accomplish in this moment. And two, another thing that's really very important is you need to know that do what you know. Do what you love. Don't try to do something that you don't think you're ever going to like and you don't love. You're not going to ever like doing it. You just have a lot of information on it, because a lot of information is not going to get you there. So do what you know and do what you love to do. Does that make sense? Because if you do what you love, you're going to feel it with emotion. You're going to get excited about it. And it's going to be a lot easier to reach that goal and achieve it. Now, again, even if you have a lot of information on something, you know a lot about something, but it's not really anything that you are that interested in, don't do it. Some people are addicted to collecting information and just simply preparing, but they never do anything. Don't be one of those people. Don't always be collecting information. Even if it's something that you love and you just keep collecting more and more information and preparing, but you never do anything to move towards that goal, then you're just going to keep collecting information. It's not going to get you there. It's not enough to know what to do. You must do what you know. It's not enough to know what to do. So don't be an information collector. You must do what you know. In other words, more information is not the answer. Even the information that you are learning here will not change your life. Soon you will know what to do. And whatever it is, whatever goal that you have, whatever desire that you want to achieve, then do something every day to move yourself towards your goal. Okay? Now, we've been talking about how your thoughts create your future, and this is not a new idea at all. And I've talked about this quite a bit in the past on previous segments. So I know you've heard this all before and probably many, many times, but until now, maybe you've had difficulty even believing that this was true. You really had no idea of why or how this is true, but actually, your thoughts do create your future. And your thoughts actually create your emotions. And your emotions is what the universe responds to. So when you take a look at what is happening in your life, you may have difficulty making the connection between your thoughts and what is actually happening. It seems like that the two are separate. So let's try to connect the dots here. Neither success nor failure happens by accident. The assumption of almost every person I have ever met who continues to fail in almost everything they do is that they believe that something or someone outside of them is responsible for the present circumstances. The question that must be answered is who or what is responsible for us not having what we want? Is it our parents? Is it our background? Is it our education? Is it God? Is it destiny? Do you feel you have a curse on you? Well, here's how it works. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing outside of you is responsible for not having what you want. Nothing. Nothing outside of you is responsible for not having what you want. Even though it may appear that way, that's not the way it is. Your experience, what you experience in your life because you are in a trance. Remember when I started off? We are all hypnotizing ourselves every single day, whether we realize it or not. Remember, whether you're the person that wants to lose weight, but you turn around and you constantly tell everyone, I'm so fat, I can't lose weight, I'm so fat, no matter what I eat, no matter what diet I'm on, I'm so fat, I can't lose weight. Well, you're going to stay fat, and you're not going to lose weight as long as you keep saying that, thinking that, or believing that, because that is a belief, and you've made it a belief because you've said it many, 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 many times. You experience what you experience in your life because you are in a trance and you don't even know it. You're in a constant state of hypnotizing yourself, or in other words, you're in a trance. You actually live in an altered state of consciousness, believing and manifesting everything in your life. We are all master manifestors. We all live in a trance. I am a hypnotherapist, and I know that trances are very powerful. Anyone who's experienced hypnosis also know and realize how powerful simply a trance is or a guided meditation. Call it whatever you want, but they are real, and we are all in them. There are many different modes of state of mind that we have. You have the beta, alpha, theta, delta, and there's even another one that goes even way down deeper. But everything happens to us because of our beliefs. Everything. Everything happens to us because of our beliefs or the trance that we're living in. One thing that you should know by now is that we live in a universe that is governed by a series of physical laws. These are universal laws, such as, here's an example, gravity. We don't have any idea how gravity works, but we see evidence of it working every day. It's not a matter of whether we believe it or not. The law of gravity works every moment of our existence. It works for everyone all the time. There are a lot of laws that govern our world, our life, this universe. But there are 12 major universal laws, and there are like 21 sub-laws, but if you can master the 12 universal laws, everything else will just kind of fall into place. One law in particular that is certain, as certain as gravity, is that absolutely determines the outcome of our life, and this law absolutely determines whether you have money or health or positive relationships, success, or anything else in your life. It is called the law of attraction. The law of attraction also determines whether you live a life that is full of worry or fear and stress or a life that is carefree and happy and healthy and wealthy. This law of attraction, without understanding how this law affects your life will continue to appear chaotic and uncertain. Worshet, you're going to spend the rest of your life reacting to everything and everyone around you, just being pushed around one way or another, thinking that you are a victim of circumstance. The things that you react to in your everyday life are a direct result of what you think and feel and believe. Unfortunately, the majority of people will argue that it is the other way around. The things that just happen to us is what causes us to feel the way that we feel. And all we can do is try to make the best of what's happening, because really we don't have any control over the events in our life. Well, that's just not true at all. But you're going to find the majority of people think, they will tell you, this is reality, this is what happened to me, and this is what caused me to feel the way that I feel. And we don't have any control over the events in our life. It's up to God. Well, we are a part of God. We are not separate from God. And I talked about that in previous segments. We are all a part of God. And the one and only link of God, which is source energy, which is one source, or the only power in the universe, call it God, call it whatever you're comfortable with. I call it God. But that one source energy, the only link between you and God, is your thoughts. And your thoughts come from your mind, and your mind is the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your being. And every cell of your being, that spiritual part of you, cannot be destroyed. It never shuts down any more than the heart does. Even if you go into an unconscious state of mind or comatose, that superconscious mind is always going to be working, is always going to be aware of everything that's going on around you, and will respond to every word that it hears. Got it? Because I guarantee you, as God is my witness, that is an actual fact. Even if you are in unconscious state, and I've seen it and I've proved it before, including with my own sister, that in a comatose state and you're unconscious, that superconscious mind of yours will respond to everything that goes on around you. Even though your physical conscious is unaware and cannot respond, that superconscious mind or your subconscious mind does respond to every word that it hears. And in your body, you have the spiritual part of you is in every cell of your being. And every cell of your being, which is your body, has its own intelligence. Every cell has its own intelligence and will respond to everything it hears. Can you talk to yourself and make yourself well? Absolutely. Didn't I just prove that recently, and you've not been listening to my previous segments? I talked about this when I shattered my arm after falling out of a tree head first, and I shattered my arm and my wrist. Yes, and I mean hundreds, if not 1,000 breaks in my arm and wrist. And when they told me I was looking at a minimum of 4 months of healing, I said, really? Because I was thinking more like days. Well, I used my own hypnosis, general healing of health problems, and I listened to it about 9 times a day. I listened to it repeatedly. I was sick and tired of it, but you know what? I could feel the strength coming back in. I could feel my arm healing, and I wore that cast for less than 12 days. And when the cast came off, because the breaks were all gone, and when it came off, all the strength was back in my arm. Actually, I started lifting weights after the 9th day. Lifting weights as the nurse in there, oh, he's going to love that. Well, I did. And after the 12th day, I could pick up a very heavy luggage and toss it. I mean, I wasn't faking it, and I have CDs to prove it. And some people will say, bones don't heal that fast. You know what? My doctor, my own doctor said that. But I proved differently. And he said, I believe in miracles. And he did. He told me, I believe in miracles. And he witnessed a miracle. You can call the miracle, you can call it whatever you want. But I believe that I could heal my arm within days. And it took me less than 12 days to get my arm realigned and healed by using the power of suggestion. And that's what I focused on. I believed it. I didn't believe anything else. It didn't even occur to me that I would spend 4 months healing. Okay. I do have all the copies of the x-rays on a CD disc, and I can actually prove it if you have the doubts. Okay, I got off my tangent there, but let's get back on track here because we are running out of time. Okay, we're talking about the law of attraction, which I get really very excited about when I talk about that, because it works for everyone all the time without fail. Without understanding how this law affects your life will continue to appear chaotic and uncertain. Worse yet, you will spend the rest of your life reacting to everything and everyone around you. The things that you react to in your everyday life are a direct result of what you think, feel, and believe. And the majority of people who's going to argue with that and tell you that's not reality don't understand life. They just don't get it. The majority of people live their life this way, thinking that they are a victim of circumstance or whatever the case may be. If the doctor tells them that it's going to take 4 months for them to heal their arm, then I'm sure it's going to take 4 months for them to heal their arm. But these kind of people lead lives of quiet desperation, just accepting things that are and living their lives, hoping for the best while accepting the worst. And they will say their prayers, and they hope that their prayers are answered. And then they say their prayers, thinking and believing for 2 minutes while they say their prayer, and then they turn right around, and they'll say just the opposite and focus on just the opposite of what it is that they don't want. You know, they pray that God just brings them an avalanche of money, and they turn around and go, I'm so broke, I can't afford that, I can't afford that, I don't have the money. You know, the economy is really bad. And then they talk crap, total crap. Remember I told you your every word is a prayer. Your every word, your every thought is recorded, and that is a scientifically proven fact. You know, you can sit there and you can whisper something out in the middle of a desert, but you can sit and talk to someone who has the gift of prophecy and sit there in New York City and say what you were just saying, and I've had this proven to me. I mean, I said something one day, well, I said it many days, but nobody ever heard them say it, and it wasn't a prayer by any means. It was simply sarcasm. I would get up, I had a lot of issues, 3 companies, several lawsuits, and I said, my husband was in trucking, so, yeah, I mean, power for the course. But I would get up and say, yeah, God, why don't you do me a favor today and just clean up all my messes. And that was not a prayer. It was sarcasm. And one day, he didn't come back home. And as my psychic says, well, didn't you tell God to clean up your messes? And so he did. Huh. Well, that wasn't really what my intention was, but you know what? That's what I got. And that's what I felt. And I said it with emotion. I said it, and I believe it. Clean up my messes. And that's what I really wanted to happen. And I got my wish. So be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. The law of attraction works for everyone all the time. So your beliefs are chronic thoughts. And those thoughts create emotions. And those emotions, again, is what the universe responds to. So if you're depressed or you're stressed or you're worried or fearful, then what thoughts are you thinking? Simply change your thoughts and make them very positive, and your emotions will also change. It's really that simple. Now, we have known this for a very long time, but some people just don't get it. Everything in our universe is made of energy. Science has proven that like energy attracts like energy. Everything on this planet, in this universe, our thoughts are made of energy, and our thoughts are things. Now, some people are going to argue with that, and they're going to say, oh, no, I'm made of flesh and bones. Really? Well, so you take that flesh and bones, you break it down, you have cells. Everyone knows that it's cells that make up our body. But you break down the cell, and what do you have? You have a molecule. You break down the molecule, and it is made up of pure energy. When we die, we shed the physical body. But the spirit, which is the energy part of us, or the spirit, our mind, is the spiritual part of us, and that is pure energy. And it never dies, and it never stops working any more than the heart does. Okay? Now, you cannot deny that we are made up of energy. Energy circulates, constantly circulates. And that's actually brings to my mind that one of my favorite sayings is, what goes around comes around, because energy circulates and goes around, so doesn't everything in our life. So treat people the way you want to be treated. Do unto others what you would like to have done unto you, and so on and so on and so on. All energy has specific magnetic properties. To put it in simple terms, we are all basically magnets. And as magnets, We are attracting things all day long. Whether you're aware of it or not, we are all life magnets, human magnets. So if you're thinking wrong, bad, negative thoughts, then you're going to just become one big crap magnet. So if you want to get focused and you want to change, what you want to do is change your thoughts, and your thoughts will actually change your vibrational frequency. And we talked about this in previous segments. Actually, I think it was the last one, was on vibrational frequency. And they have modern technology now, instruments that actually can measure the vibrational frequency in anything, plant, animal, human, furniture, everything. Everything has a vibrational frequency. This magnetic energy that we have, that we're made up of, has a vibrational frequency. And those frequencies determine the magnetic properties of the energy that we are vibrating at, which whatever we're vibrating at is we're going to attract like energy. Do you get it yet? If you are sad and full of grief and depressed, then your vibrational energy may be a 20, which is just above death, and you're going to attract like energy. So the next thing you know, you're just full of bad news, bad, negative, wrong news. My dogs got killed. Somebody broke into my house. My daughter-in-law stole my money. I mean, you can go on and on and on, and you talk that crap, you're going to be a big crap magnet, and you're just going to keep attracting more crap. So if you want to change your life, then change your thoughts, and your thoughts are going to change your feelings. Your feelings, chronic thoughts, create a belief, and your beliefs are magic. The magic of believing is where all your power is at. Okay? We're running out of time here, so I'm trying to go through this maybe a little bit fast, but I just want you to get it. There is a lot of power and magic in believing, and you can simply change your beliefs with a chronic pattern of thought. And by using the hypnosis, the guided meditation, such as a hypnosis audio, whether it's to lose weight or stop smoking or become healthy, or become rich, whatever it is, you can order those, and they work. I guarantee you that they work. I've been doing this for almost 19 years, and if anybody wants it to work, it simply works. But you can't listen to one time, go, you know what, that didn't work, and then you just give up. No, I never listened to any more than that. If you really want something to work, you've got to do it over and over. And on weight loss, smoking, I strongly suggest that you listen to it every day for 28 days, because if you do something chronically, continuously for 28 days, it's going to change your habits for life. When I shattered my arm, I did not come home and listen to general healing of health problems one time, go, hey, you know what, my shattered arm is not healed, and it didn't work for me. I did not do that. I was pretty well disabled, so I came home and I listened to it. I think the first day, I listened to it like 3 times. I was exhausted anyway, so I slept most of the time. I think the next day, I woke up like at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I listened to it. And every time I would wake up, I'd listen to it again. I kept falling asleep, but I listened to it at least 5 times a day, and probably a total of 9 times. Now, half of the times I listened to it, I was asleep and really wasn't getting anything out of it. But about half the time, I actually was able to stay awake and get listen to it. It's like a mind game. When you listen to hypnosis audio, it's like a mind game. We're running out of time. I'm going to get cut off. So my contact information is thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. You can send me comments or questions if you need any help. It's thehypnosisqueen@aol.com. Also, I have a blog on www.yourmindhowtouseit.com. blogspot.com, and if you want to find my audio, my CD hypnosis audios, you can go to amazon.com and simply put in the search CJ Savage Hypnosis in the search at amazon.com, or go to cdbaby.com/artist/Cheryl J. Savage. Thank you for joining us, and change your beliefs, and you will change your life. Thank you.